All right, Rod Bell, you're back. 250s, though. And, like, look, easily into the main. I don't know how the main went for you. I think the 12th or 13th or something?
I think 15.
15. Yeah. So, like, yeah, 250s, man. That's what you are now.
Yeah, it was good. It was obviously I'm pumped to just make a main event, dude. Yeah. That was, like, the goal, to make it straight through into the heat.
Non-mutter.
Yeah. Non-mutter, yeah. So, you know, what's up, dog?
No, but, like, yeah, your times were good in qualifying. So, like,
P11?
Yeah, when you got to the line for the heat, you had to be like, hey, I can do this.
Yeah, and I know that. Like, I see Henry Miller, mm-hmm. you know, doing his thing. And obviously Henry's got a bit more pace than me right now on the 250. I've rode it twice at home. So.
Still Mason Kerr's bike?
Still Mason's. I'm not buying it. Right. It's going back to Mason.
But, yeah, so how do you feel on it?
I like it. I really enjoy riding. Like, the whoops, there's a lot easier, the rhythms, I can just hit wide open and go over them. I'm not going to jump into the, you know, the nets you create it. Yeah. It just makes my day a little easier. I'm racing kids, not men with kids. And that, you know, they might be a little more sketchy and left to right, but, you know, racing Ken Roczen and Cooper Webb is a whole nother game than, you know, racing these Seth Hairmaker, and he kills it. He lapped me, right?
Yeah.
But I was pumped to see Seth win tonight. Yeah. That's what I wanted to see. And I got out, I was in like 12th, and I got out of the way for Seth because I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to be more of that guy to be in the way, but I'm not going to be in the way for him. And there went three fellas.
Yeah,
so
that's what they do.
That's what they do on the blue flag. I don't know what we need to do for that AMA.
So when you mentioned riding easier, so like I guess in things like, look, I don't need to try this three. I'm not doing it. I'm going two. Yeah, like on a 250F, you know exactly the rhythms that you're going to do every single lap of every race, right? And that's where it's easier.
Yeah, like walking the track, everyone's like, oh, you're going to jump onto this tabletop? And I just laugh. I'm like, I'm riding the 250, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then the next rhythm, they're like, you're going to triple in? I'm like, not today.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a good feeling to have. So I enjoy riding it. I need to get some more time on the bike, which I'll do this week before Pittsburgh. And then that's my season, I guess. Back on the 450.
Yeah, I was going to say, so a showdown, back stay in 450s.
Yeah, then 450 for Denver, and hopefully you just toss Hardy out the mix. And
He got hurt today and didn't race, so I don't know, Hardy.
I hope he's okay. Right. I hope he's okay.
Right. I hope so, too, but not looking good for Hardy. So, yeah, so the 250, is it pretty much stock? Like, is it anything on it?
Shout out to Hazeker.
Okay.
You know, he built it. I think Mason said, I don't know, he said he spent $1,800 on the motor, so there's not a lot in it. And a Recluse clutch, we actually installed it wrong this week.
Mm-hmm.
So in practice and qualifying, it was completely in wrong, and we fixed it after qualifying.
Oh, much better?
Much better for the heat, I mean. But you live and learn, I guess. We didn't know that the two plates were bigger than the others.
Hey, the pulp show appearance, people really liked you on there. I knew that. You're a good character. But then it did make you some money. That's awesome. You didn't go on there asking for money. We dragged it out of you, like, the whole thing. But in the end, like, our audience supported you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Shout out to the listeners and everyone who donated. I have saved all the money. I have not been spending it. I have really been, you know, saving my check every week and trying to save some money so I can race some outdoors with that money. So I will...
Nice. Yeah, did a helmet, a wrap for us, for the listeners. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, I got everyone that sent me money on the helmet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every single person, the least I think someone sent me was like $5, and the most was
$1,500. Oh, wow, cool.
Well, one person. Yeah. So that is insane to, for me to receive that kind of support is really cool. And, like, people don't understand before that, like, dude, I'm bare, like, I would get my check from Supercross on Tuesday and my check on Thursday from work, but I can't even get my check from Thursday from work because I'm already on the way to the race. So I have to just make it all float and work, you know, because we're paying for everything. Sign up and, like, everything other than my race bike, you know, is on me. So it's a lot, but you got to love it, bro.
Yeah. Listen, the last time you raced 250s, the purse is a lot better now than the last time you were in 250s.
Yeah. Well, $2,750 for fourth is terrible.
It's better than what it was.
But
I mean, that thing was probably $1,300 before.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely better, but $2,750 is terrible, I think.
Okay, fair enough. Well, hey, back in the main event, we're doing Pittsburgh. I got a feeling you'll be back in that thing too. So things are rolling for Rod Bell.
Yes, sir. We just need a little bit of a faster 250F for the boy.
Come on, Kerr, step up.
Come on, Kerr, dig in them pockets, bro.
Awesome.